What is it that really defines what courage is? And why is it that it is one of the most foundational qualities necessary in order to act? And how can we surmount the many barriers that lie in our way, from fear of failure to ego and hesitation, as we begin our journey toward the betterment of ourselves? Hello, and welcome back to Stoic Spirituality, a podcast where I look through, analyze, and dissect various thoughts, quotes, and books that I've read over the last few years. My name is Jugan, and I'm a student of the human experience, trying to spread some knowledge out to the rest of the world. And so, this episode is dedicated to the idea of courage in action. And some of the many themes that we've covered over these last few episodes will make themselves known again in the context of courage, what pushes us back against this idea of courage, and how we can move forward to act regardless. And before we begin kind of the barriers versus solutions thematic segments, I want to define what courage is. Courage is not really the absence of fear, and that's a huge misconception that we have. Courage is not rushing wildly into a battlefield and hoping for the best. Courage is acknowledgement, understanding, and realization of the fear that lies behind the corner of our next turn, and continuing to act regardless. It is not the absence of fear, but the knowledge of it and the choice to move forward regardless. Because the most important Stoic philosophy is that we do not control the things that happen to us, but we can control how we react to said events. And courage is the first step, the first stop on this journey toward pushing past fear, moving forward, and taking the most important step that a person can take, which is the next one. And so, as we begin this episode, ask yourself, what is one fear that is holding you back right now? What is it really, and how can you work towards surmounting this? Let's begin. So, there are, unfortunately, many barriers to our courage in action. Because inaction is, quote-unquote, the easier path. Simply observing and letting things happen without taking an active hand in them is the easier path. However, even if we choose to act, there are many barriers, many of which you might be familiar with, including fear, ego, and hesitation, that block our strength, our resolve, and keep us from taking the next step in the right direction. And so the first primary one is the thing that we discussed prior, fear of failure. So we did define that courage isn't the absence of fear, but the choice to move forward regardless. However, that definition implies that there is fear. And fear of failure remains one of the primary reasons that action is paralyzed in many people's endeavors. Because the fear of failure gives us a potential outcome that we do not have control over, that is a disappointment, that is a negative, that may result in a loss of something we keep right now. And that fear of failure is paralyzing. Because a lot of the actions we take are based on us maintaining everything that we had today and gaining something else on top of it. However, due to the limited nature and the dimensional nature of time, there will be things shed to be replaced by other things. For instance, if you choose to spend more time taking a class, you're going to disintegrate some of your social kind of outings, per se, or some of your friendships will be a little less strong, or you'll stay less in contact with everyone else. Right? Because the nature of time and choices is that one thing must be traded for something else. All the leisure time you had as soon as you start taking a master's program dissolves. Choosing to drop out of a master's dissolves you of that degree, but gives you more time for your mental health. And the very nature of courage is that you must look past these fears, understand that things must be traded for other things, and you must choose to act regardless. And this fear of failure is not something that is like a tree by itself. Its stems and its roots lie in a concept we're all too familiar with, which is the idea of ego. And the ego's need to avoid risk. We like to stay sometimes the way we are, and we generally tend to be afraid of change because things are quote-unquote comfortable right now. And a lot of courage, the end goal of being courageous in our actions, is that we will not be in our comfort zone. We will not be quote-unquote safe. And we will not be in the most like comfortable state we have been in prior. And so ego seeks a safety. Ego avoids the challenges that courage embodies. Ego avoids the risks that challenge our status, that cause us to have the quote-unquote unshakable foundations we thought they were to be shaken up significantly. And courage forces us to take that leap of faith, to make that jump, to take that next step, and threaten to topple all the kind of throne of glass you were sitting on and replace it with something more sturdy. However, the ego is comfortable with this throne of glass. It's fine with it. It doesn't like any sort of change. And it doesn't want to take this next step. And this ego-driven quote-unquote caution, which is really just us hiding away and procrastinating from the next step we need to take, leads us to overthink. It leads us to consider every single point in detail and paralyze us just with our thoughts. This cloud that we create derived from this fear of failure leading to ego, leading to our overthinking, creates this doubt. This feeling that, oh, maybe this is not the right thing. Oh, I could just do this, or I can do this one time, or it's fine if I do this. Courage takes many forms. Courage is not only the taking a new step in the right direction, but it's also being brave enough to know when a step you're taking is the wrong one and taking it back. Finding out a job that you are in currently is not to your taste, and stepping back and moving to a different place takes courage. Quitting a habit that has been debilitating your overall mental health and physical health may be something as simple as smoking. I say simple in the sense that it's a more easily accessible habit that we all know people have and would like to remove, is also something that takes courage. Being able to put yourself out there in social situations you're not comfortable with, instead of curling up with your kind of favorite book or movie or show, something I'm fond of doing as well, takes courage. And all of these are debilitated by this fear of failure. Oh, this thing is just wasting my time. Or the sense of safety that ego creates, that, oh, I'm fine as is. Or the overthinking you have when you have thought so much about what could happen here, what could happen there, how could this end, all debilitates and chips away at our courage, leaving us with nothing but a shell of our former selves. And this overthinking creates in us the inability to act, which eventually leads to attachment to comfort. The more time we spend in a comfortable zone, unwilling to do things as simple as taking a cold shower, we begin to avoid necessary risks in our lives. We tend to cling to, say, old positions, old jobs, old modes of thinking, and a rigidity forms in our way of thoughts as a result from these necessary risks. And you may be seeing how this can end up in a positive feedback loop. Positive feedback loop in the sense that when you do something like when you have overthinking happening, you create doubt. When you create doubt, you don't want to act. When you don't want to act, you get attached to comfort. And then when you get attached to comfort, you avoid necessary risks. You start overthinking again. You can see how this thing starts to spiral in one direction until all you are is just paralyzed with overthinking, a fear of failure, ruled simply by your ego. And this cloud you've created, this lack of clarity you've created, clouds any choices at all. Because without this clarity of our own internal purpose that we discussed in our last episode, all we do is we seek external approval. Without the courage to know what we need and what we need to do for our own selves, we seek external approval, delaying our own resolve, delaying our own life's task, delaying our own purpose. And this approval that we seek puts the validation, the happiness we gain, and whatever we want to achieve on someone else, on someone else's own passions, own interests, own ideas for their own self, and this delays our independent action. And combine this with the ego's other fun trait of looking back in time or looking forward in the future instead of living in the present moment, and all we have is a debilitating mindset using past setbacks to push us back from the path we need to take, using future anxieties to push us back from the path we need to take, breeding hesitation, and disabling the courage we need to take the next step forward. All these distractions as well don't help our case either, because we may have all of these, we may have the ability to conquer a lot of our internal struggles through the fear of failure, ego, overthinking, attachment to comfort, lack of clarity, approval seeking, and past setbacks. But it's not only our internal mind, while predominantly, that we need to fight off. It's the external distractions we have as well. Our external environment, our room, the living space we have, continually cluttering that space, continually having everything unorganized and not spread out properly, breeds a sense of hesitation, dilutes our focus on courageous tasks, and all we end up doing is being paralyzed in the same state we were before. Think of the last time that you wanted to do something, yet all of your mind's thoughts pushed you so far away from committing any sort of action. When was the last time that you wanted to commit something or commit to an idea, an action, starting something, building upon something? And all that happened was your doom-scrolling distractions got you. Your ego went down a positive feedback spiral, thinking about the last time you failed or the next time you might fail, and then kept you away from doing the right thing. And when was the last time that your impatience demanded instant success, undermining the long-standing effort that the boldness in what you do requires? These all are barriers to us acting with courage. And one other piece, contrary to popular belief, is self-criticism that takes away and chips away at our ability to be courageous. Remember that thoughts breed words, words breed actions, and actions breed your life. So, when you continually self-criticize, you weaken your own confidence in your own self, and you create inner doubts within yourself as well. Now, this is not an advocacy to run blindly into a tree, not self-reflecting on what could happen as a result, but to constantly batter away at your own sense of self and your own sense of pride in all that you do can only breed lack of courage. It is important to reflect, understand your mistakes, and work forward from all that you do. But to self-criticize yourself without basis and to continually do it for the sake of doing it not only weakens your confidence, it lowers your ability to act and lets your ego rule from the past and the future. And our external pressures we have, our validation-seeking behaviors, don't help this cause at all, because all we're doing is resisting the vulnerability required for courage and closing off the honest action required in order to get things done. And as a result, we find ourselves paralyzed. And so through this part of the episode, we've discussed all of the barriers we find and how courage, the one that fuels action, can be reduced to nothingness simply with our own mind, our external validation-seeking behaviors, and even our external environment. And so through a lot of these, you may have already identified and seen some of the things that we can do to disable these kind of debilitating conditions that chip away at our ability to act. And remembering that courage in action is facing fears, not ignoring them, not disagreeing with them, but instead facing, accepting, and moving with these fears, understanding that these sometimes are just like snow on a hot summer day that melt away as soon as you start shining. And by facing your fears with purpose and clarity, and by acting despite your doubt, you will craft a virtuous life. And something that I find super kind of encouraging for myself is the same way that ego has a downward spiral that kind of chips away at your ability to act, courage has an upward spiral that'll emblazon you, embolden you to act positively as well. Because the more you step outside your comfort zone, the more you'll be willing to step out of your comfort zone. And the more you take that first step, the more the next steps after will fall. And remember that overcoming fear isn't denying it, isn't repressing it, isn't hiding from it. Because that is not overcoming it. That is simply deflecting it and avoiding it. Facing it head on will cause it to melt away. Facing it with your courage, with your clarity, turning your fear into fuel will cause you to act and continually act. Not based on random bursts of passion and motivation, but with disciplined, courage-based action. And so, how can we act? First one is as simply as it can be. Simply act. See the fear you have, accept it, understand it, acknowledge it, trust your purpose, and take that step anyway. Acting with duty frees us from fear's grip. Acting with duty enables our courage. However, we must also release ego's need for external validation. We must release ego's need for approval from other people. Because while this is an important feature for our growth and our development over the years, to stake our entire source of being upon someone else's whims, upon someone else's ideas, upon someone else's thoughts, distracts us from our true purpose. And the way you want to visualize yourself acting is think of yourself not in the dimensions of days, weeks, or months, but in years. Ask yourself, who is the person I want to become 1 year from now? Who is the person I want to become 5 years from now and 10 years from now? And allow that to define your timeline. And allow you to see, are you going to be with the people you are today in 5 to 10 years? And ask yourself, do I really need these people's validation, these people's recognition, these people's single, like, breath speeches in order to make myself feel better or make myself courageous? The answer will almost always be no. And by shedding these demands that the ego has put upon you for random validation, we can now focus more clearly on the task at hand. And that means, like the Bhagavad Gita says, to renounce your attachment to outcomes. A lot of ego-based and fear-based things that circle in our head are all based on outcomes. What if this happens that way, or that happens this way, and so on and so forth. By simply dissolving our attachment to outcomes, by simply ignoring all of the kind of mind thoughts that swirl around in our head about this idea of outcomes happening this way or that way, and by focusing on the present task, we will no longer be kind of debilitated by one part of ego's domain, which is the future. And by using our knowledge about how our setbacks have taught us more than our successes, and I've become someone that who is not bound by the past, and not bound by the things I did, because I have become someone better and I've learned from my mistakes, we can reduce the hold of the past on our overall actions and force us to act more courageously. And in the present, we can embrace challenges, adversity, as growth opportunities. And in order to do that, you need to clear the clutter in your external environment and your internal environment by reducing the amount of negative thoughts, the self-criticism you leaven at yourself all the time. We can create this inner clarity to guide our bold choices. We can create and craft inside of ourselves the right mindset that isn't full of fear, that isn't full of distractions, that isn't full of external validation-seeking behaviors, to create bold choices. And with this bold purpose, this bold courage we now have, we can take small, consistent steps, not large leaps and bounds, though it's absolutely necessary, but simply small, consistent steps to build courage daily, aligning our actions with our inner purpose making these steps gain more meaning than simply basing them based on external validation. And using purposeful action, strengthened by our regular reflections, to solidify our courage and our resolve. And reflection is an important thing. Not criticism, mind you, but reflection. Because reflection is objective. It understands where we went wrong, our thoughts that are not the most conducive to our overall happiness, and works from there. Criticism simply takes a mud ball and throws it at our own brain, asking us why we did that, and then allowing ourselves to dissolve in our pain and our suffering. Instead of using right thoughts and right methods to cultivate a better mind and a better brain. And finally, the best way you can embody your courage is by serving others. Taking the time out of your day to selflessly be courageous toward other people and stand up for other people and help other people will reframe fear as something that must be overcome, not something that stands in our way that cannot be overcome. And above everything, surrender to the process and trust in it and stay patient. Because courage is not something that will show results immediately, but it must be displayed every single day. Courage is not something that will give you immediate results as fast as you snap your fingers, but it will give you results eventually. A small step, such as recording a simple video as a content creator, a small step as talking to your boss about something you wanted to get done or something you're looking for in your future, a small step in the right direction can cause so much change that is positive for you. It will also cultivate you to make better, more smaller changes in other parts of your life and will eventually end up with you living a far more courageous, grounded, present life with inner clarity, knowledge of your own purpose, and a lack of reliance upon external validation or other people's thoughts in order to guide your own purpose. And so, in order to start this process, here are a few actionable items. One, face a fear. Reframe it. Act regardless of fear. Meditate upon your courage and reflect daily what you can do in order to ensure that you act with courage every single day. Taking a second or a few minutes out of your day to simply breathe in, understand that you're going to be facing something you're not comfortable with, and do it anyway. So through this episode, we've explored the barriers to courage, like fear, ego, overthinking, and the positive feedback loop that comes as a result. And you've also understood that there are so many practical ways to simply face our fear and watch it melt away, like snow on a hot summer day. In our next episode, we'll work on tying a lot of the thoughts we've had and discussions we've had over the last few episodes to discuss the idea of mastery of our minds, harnessing our thoughts for clarity and ensuring that they are all sent in the right direction. Thanks so much for listening. And if you'd like to follow me on any social media platforms, feel free to follow me at Stoic Spirituality on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. And feel free to drop me a follow on whichever podcast platform you're listening to this podcast on. Thank you so much for listening, and see you guys next time.